All right, good evening. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on May 17th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and it still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We're now looking for portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in. Come now, please. All right, this is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, and since I'm the only one currently in Echolink, I'm going to move forward and take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
This is N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike. Good evening, Kevin James.
WAQU.
KC2WI.
Okay, very nice call up there. Bottom of the list right here, we got KC2WIP, WA2U John, and N2PFM George. We'll start at the top of the list with you, George. How are things up your way today?
Well, good evening to Kevin James and Pete and John and everybody else on the net. We got a temperature here right now of 58 degrees and falling. Temperature range today was 32, so I think something must have gone with the thermometer. It must have gotten the sun somewhere. It was at 85. I don't think it got that hot. And last night, I was out from about quarter after 4 until almost 9:30. Went to Watertown with the Episcopal priest here in Lowellville, and it was a send-off for Bishop Adams at Trinity in Watertown. We had a very, very fine turnout. I met 38 different priests there from as far away as Schenectady, the Episcopal priests I'm referring to, both male and female. And everything worked out extremely well. He gave his last, confirmed his last people and welcomed his last people into the church. And he'll be, last time he'll be here, he'll be officially retired comes August 1st. So everything went extremely well. I was happy. We had lots to eat and everything, and I was very happy. I was also happy to get home. That will say God bless 73s at 2 p.m. clear.
Okay, George. Yeah, we wondered where you'd gotten to last night because Matt was actually hosting the net, and we normally expect you to check in right after Echolink station. So when we didn't hear you, we figured maybe you were up to some interesting activities, in which you were. So that was really kind of cool. All right, we'll move down the list. WA2U, John, how are things over by Hinckley Lake?
Okay, WATU. Well, good evening to you, Kevin James and George and Pete and anyone else that might be monitoring. Well, things at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir here, the water could be a lot higher. No big surprise. But anyways, 57 degrees, heading for 56. So we're always a cool spot. We were busy last evening, so we weren't here either. But sounds like George had a busy and pleasant evening, pleasant day rather. And Kathy worked out in the garden today, and let's see what happened. She worked out in the garden. I did a workout on the elliptical, a little bit over 8 miles in a half an hour, so it's not too bad. It's one of those things that you can adjust the ramp and the friction, and then did that, and then I made sawdust. I went out in the shop, and we had a load of lumber that arrived last week, so I went out and I was cut up a few 2x8s. I'm going to make some raised bed gardens for Kathy, so I got hauled the wood over into the shop and took care of that today. And what else? We ordered a load of topsoil, so that should be coming on the 21st. Well, it seems like we spent all morning finding that, so, but we did find a place that had it, so I guess a lot of people doing landscaping, things of that nature, so some places we usually get the topsoil, they had none, they had no idea when. And what else? Looked at emails and things of that nature. It was a beautiful day. Oh, then we went for a walk this afternoon, that's right. Went up and took a walk up the road here and chatted with some neighbors and walked by where they're drilling a well for our soon-to-be neighbors over there. So I like to go by there and check things out. We saw them take down the power pole, which I ended up with, which is okay. They put up a new one for over there. The one they took down is, boy, there's nothing wrong with it. But anyway, that's another story. And they put a driveway in, and they have to put the septic system in yet, and as they said, they're working on the well. So going by there, I'm glad we bought the house we did, and already had a well and a septic system. The well, everything here is in that area is in great shape. So a lot of work. It's kind of fun watching as if you don't have to do it. Kevin James, we'll turn it back over to you. I'm going to join Kathy. She's got something on Channel 24. It seems to be a rather interesting program, so I'm going to go and partake in that. But I hope everyone has a great great evening. I'll turn it back over to you, Kevin James. Good evening to everyone on frequency. I think I said good evening to Pete also. WATU, back to net.
All right, yeah, John, it sounds like you're got your hands pretty full there making the raised beds. I know I did that for my grandmother, probably about 20 years ago, because she was having some knee issues, and she still wanted the garden. So I built her a couple of raised beds, but then the squirrels liked them, so I had to build cages around them to keep the squirrels out. So that was exciting. So, all right, KD2FPM here, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Move down the list and say hello to Pete, KD2WI. How are things out your way?
KC2WI, went out this afternoon. I was going to go out at noon, but I just have kept doing things, calling people, whatever, and finally I said, nope, I'm going. And maybe 2:30, spent the rest of the afternoon till about, I think about 6:30. I went out, took a hike, decided to sit in a certain spot, and said, well, you know, I think it's about 5:00, maybe I should get going. And so I pulled my watch out of my little pack, and sure enough, it was 5:10. I'm actually usually quite good at estimating the time, and it's a combination of looking at the, it gets hard in the fall because, you know, things get short, days get short so fast, and then it gets hard when they really start getting longer again too real quick, and then you adjust, but the winter, you know, is so short anyway, I amaze myself how accurate I usually am. You look at the, you know, you sort of know how long you've been out, when you started whatever you were doing, and hiking or when you went out, you have some sort of an idea of maybe how long time has passed, and then you look at, you see the shadows and whatever, that, you know, height of the sun, and boy, I'm usually pretty close, more often than not. You know, once you kind of get acclimated to the time of the year. Anyway, I ended up actually, I won't say going for a swim, but I got in the water. It was pretty hot, and I'd been hiking around and things like that. And, well, I don't think it's too bad. Let's see how Otter Creek is. And I stood in, I thought, this isn't too bad. We'll see what happens. And I actually was able to basically submerge myself and, you know, wash off, and it wasn't unpleasant at all. And of course, the sun was out, and it was, the rocks were warm and all that stuff. And then I took a, went directly into town and, you know, did a few things and whatever. But, so I didn't really get a lot of any work done this evening. I might try to do a little bit more here, but we'll try to not stay up too late. Boy, I'll tell you, it sure is refreshing to get out in the sun, you know, get away from the computer, get away from all that stuff, get some exercise, and one of these days I guess I'm going to get, I'm going to have to go and actually get real prescription glasses, which will help, but I sit too much with the drugstore glasses, whether it's in front of a computer screen or just, you know, reading or whatever, and then you know, you get the eye strain and that, and it doesn't take too long going out in the natural light and you know, not having to look at little tiny print or whatever, and that fixes that problem. So we have several months now of that good kind of weather. Of course, you know, when you get towards the end of the summer in September, you really gotta go out at noon, because if you go out at 4, you know, you don't have much time and it's getting cold. Anyway, that's about it from here. I'm still looking for John's friend there. I was hoping maybe he'd show up on the Echolink and do a little discussion about D-Star. It's things are happening. It's really becoming easier to do D-Star or DMR without spending a lot of money. And I think that within maybe by the end of this year, I know, there's going to be some more good options. Rumor has it that somebody's hacked one of the Hikura radios and figured out how to reprogram it and make it do D-Star as well as DMR. And if that's actually the case, that'd be pretty cool. So.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, unfortunately, I lost you at the very tail there because the Echolink received timed out on you, but I think I got the gist of it. So, yeah, KD2FPM here, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Incidentally, I'll share with you guys, and Pete, I know you'll get a kick out of this, and John will too. Yeah, George will probably enjoy this too, and anyone else that's listening. This morning at about 3:35 a.m., I got a notification on my app on my cell phone about the International Space Station flying by. So, yeah, I've got it programmed into my radio, the up frequency, which is a 70 centimeter, 440, and I've got the receive frequency, 145.800, and so I try to reach out with my radio with my antenna in the backyard and, you know, just kicked up the amplifier to a full 35 watts out my antenna. And they just barely heard me, but they said they could barely make me out. So I said, all right, if you can hear me, I'll catch you on the next pass. They said they heard that. So at 5:09 this morning, they were right overhead, and I keyed up. They changed the polarity of their antenna to hear me actually better, and I got an acknowledgement back. And they actually said, copy KD2FPM from Oneonta, New York. This is the International Space Station. Good morning. And I wish them a good morning back. So I think I was actually talking with Tim Peake. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's who it was that was at the mic. So that was actually kind of cool. So I figured I'd share that with you guys. All right, this is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins. Come now, please. All right, it's KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other check-ins, comments, or queries. Come now, please. All right, this is KD2FBM. I'll make a final call here for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. Final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 2118 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. We had N2PFM, George, WA2U, John, KC2WIP, and I'd also like to thank those that listened on their scanners tonight and joined us. Hope you enjoyed our conversation. And I always say if you'd like to become a ham, it's really not that difficult. Contact one of our members and maybe we can help you out. All right, with that being said, this is KD2FBM. I'll be logging out of this repeater through the Echolink system. And as always, thanks for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Hopefully I'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 73KD2FBM is clear.
Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, Dixon Utica, calling for the United County Traffic Emergency Net. Looking for all stations with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Check-ins will be appreciated. Calling for OCTEN. All stations with or without traffic are welcome. Final call for OCTEN. All stations are welcome, with or without traffic. Check-ins will be appreciated. OCTEN would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing OCTEN to use their repeater. KC2OVD clear.